King George III's Legacy, Exploring Bipolar Disorder at 13th Annual International Behavioral Medicine Conference. Mega Doctor News, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. The 13th Annual International Behavioral Medicine Conference, hosted by DHR Health, unfolded as an authentication to the ever-evolving mental health field. This year's conference, an encouragement of continuing education for professionals and enthusiasts alike, ventured beyond the traditional boundaries of behavioral medicine to explore the intricate interaction between history, royalty, and mental health, all through the lens of King George III's legacy. Known for its dedication to fostering relationships, knowledge, and research, the conference challenged and inspired attendees to explore the complex issues surrounding behavioral health management in clinical practice. It spotlighted the often perplexing disorders where psychiatric illness masquerades as physical disease, providing tools to manage these conditions more effectively and optimize patient care and outcomes. Dr. Manuel Sanchez de Carmona, a key figure in the field and a distinguished member of the International Society for Bipolar Disorders, ISBD, Board of Directors, graced the conference as a special guest. His extensive involvement with the ISBD, coupled with over 25 years of clinical experience in treating mood disorders, positioned him as a formidable voice in the discourse on mental health. Dr. Sanchez de Carmona's passion for education on bipolar disorders and his commitment to combating public stigma against mental health conditions were palpable throughout his presentation. His exploration of King George III's mental health provided a unique lens through which to view the intersection of mental illness with historical figures of significant stature. Dr. Sanchez de Carmona illuminated the life of King George III, a monarch who not only played a crucial role in history but also battled with a mental illness that was largely misunderstood at the time. Through an analysis of the king's letters and personal documents, made accessible to the public in 2015 by Queen Elizabeth II, attendees were offered a rare glimpse into the mind of a ruler whose psychological state has been the subject of much speculation and debate. As presented, the story of King George III served as a reminder of the complex relationship between mental health and leadership. It also highlighted the critical need for a deeper understanding and more effective management of mental health conditions, both in contemporary society and through a historical lens. Emphasizing progress in psychiatric care, Dr. Sanchez de Carmona states, "The encouraging news we have today is the availability of effective treatments." He humorously contrasts current advancements with historical practices, remarking, "We have moved beyond antiquated methods such as cupping or leeches, remedies once prescribed to figures like King George." Dr. Sanchez de Carmona's reflections extend beyond the evolution of treatment to the profound understanding of mental illness through historical contexts. He notes, "As I revisit the topic of King George III, I'm captivated by the historical insights into mental health, particularly the significance of recognizing these conditions as enduring. It's crucial to acknowledge that these illnesses often start before the age of 18, predominantly in adolescence." The narrative of King George illuminates the intricate relationship between bipolar disorder and a blend of creativity, vigor, intelligence, and, inevitably, mental challenges. Even three centuries later, his correspondences offer a window into his struggles, enhancing our comprehension of his mental state. He further explains the historical recurrence of bipolar disorder among England's leaders, underlining its impact regardless of status. King George's ordeal emphasizes that bipolar disorder can afflict even the most formidable individuals. Another notable figure, Prime Minister Sir Winston Churchill, also battled this illness. Their stories exemplify how two eminent leaders, respected for their visionary contributions, navigated their lives with bipolar disorder, marking their indelible impact on history. Dr. Sanchez de Carmona concludes with a powerful reminder from Churchill himself: "Keep calm and carry on, and let's move forward." This message encapsulates the resilience required to face mental health challenges, advocating for continued progress in understanding and treating mental illnesses. Dr. Sanchez de Carmona's presentation reminds us of the critical intersection of history, leadership, mental health, and the ongoing journey toward better mental health care. As the conference drew to a close, the legacy of King George III and Dr. Sanchez de Carmona's insights left an unforgettable mark on the attendees. The event not only played a vital role in behavioral medicine in improving patient care and outcomes, but also enriched our understanding of how figures like King George III navigated the challenges of mental illness. In doing so, the 13th Annual International Behavioral Medicine Conference effectively bridged the past and present, offering invaluable lessons for the future of mental health care and advocacy.